So the relationship between the nerves of the penis and the prostate, the communication between them, is something that can actually determine whether or not you're releasing a lot of pre-cum, pre-ejaculate fluid or not.
You want to live a high vibe life with radiant energy levels, juicy sexual vitality, and have great success manifesting abundance in your life. Welcome to the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast, where we dive deep into sexual mastery and how to use sexual energy to magnetize your ideal life.
Is losing pre-cum as draining as ejaculation? Does it have the same amount of energy and life force and nutrients in it? This is one of the number one questions I get from you guys, and pretty much have since I started Sexual Kung Fu. And I'm gonna break it down in this video. So first of all, what is pre-cum? What is this pre-ejaculate fluid? Pre-cum is the common name for it, but medically it's known as the Cowper's gland fluid. The Cowper's glands for men are these pea-sized glands just inside of the prostate, which secrete a clear alkaline fluid. The purpose of this fluid is to clear the pathway of the urethra and alkalize it from the strong acidity of the urine so that the semen, the sperm, can pass through safely. Kind of like a lubricant, you know, so that semen can just shoot right out of their baby smoothly and evenly. So that's the function of the fluid. This fluid starts to become released. It starts to secrete when you're aroused, basically. The more aroused you are, the more this fluid will secrete. But there also seems to be a relationship, at least I found personally. I talk a lot about this involuntary Kegel type response, where when the penis is being stimulated, you squeeze the pelvic floor involuntarily. You can't control it, just happens. This is usually a sign of a tension response in the pelvic floor to sexual stimulation, one that you've probably ingrained in through poor masturbation habits, which I certainly did in my teenage years. What's happening is there's these nerves that communicate between the penis and the prostate area. That's basically what triggers ejaculation, specifically this area, the frenulum. I know those of you who are circumcised, which I am as well, you don't technically have a frenulum. I'm not completely sure, but I just call it that because that's the area, right? It needs a name, so I'm going to call it the frenulum. That area especially is the zone that triggers the contractions in the prostate, which, you know, builds up the tension, countdown to ejaculation. Once that tension hits a maximum point, the prostate pumps and you ejaculate. But this buildup of tension also seems to contribute to the amount of Cowper's gland fluid that's released. I noticed personally back in the day when I was using the tension methods that, you know, 90% of people teaching these sexual practices are telling you to do, squeeze the pelvic floor, squeeze the life out of it. There was a lot more of this pre-cum, this pre-ejaculate fluid being released. Once I started using what I now teach, which is the relaxation method, not squeezing the pelvic floor, relaxing or even using reverse Kegels, I found that there was often much less pre-ejaculate fluid released from my penis. So if you're concerned about this, you know, it's something to be aware of. Right? But basically, to get down to the whole point of this video, which is the question, is pre-cum draining? Is it compared to ejaculating? I would say that no, it really doesn't matter. It's not a big deal at all. I think it's about the equivalent of blowing your nose. This is just a simple alkaline kind of mucousy substance that the body produces. Semen is a very refined substance. It's a very, very life force, nutrient, hormone rich. It really is the essence of your body. Your body takes everything it has to put into this because it's the seed that life is built on, right? Whereas the Cowper's gland fluid, the pre-cum, it's just there to lube up the pathway so that sperm can shoot out, right? It's not going to impregnate anyone unless there's some sperm in it. So basically, don't worry about it. Don't be concerned about it. It's almost unavoidable to secrete this fluid when you are aroused, you know, especially when you're having non-ejaculatory sex. So don't worry about it. And let me ask you this. I think this is a very important thing when, you know, I always get these questions about people like, is this good for me? Is this bad for me? I did this. Does it mean I lost energy? I encourage you guys to start to become a little more aware of, like, you know, how things are affecting you. Ultimately, I could be saying whatever I want here, right? I could be completely wrong. I could be just be throwing bullshit out here, right? This is the problem with the world. People just take information and they're just like, yep, that's that. And, you know, but I encourage all of you to be your own scientist to some degree. Start to observe. Okay, I do this. I feel this way afterwards. I do this. I feel this way afterwards. So when you're aroused, some pre-cums come out. Do you feel drained by that? Do you feel like you just ejaculated and you go limp and you need to fall asleep? Personally, I don't notice any difference. So, you know, a little like critical self-observation, I think, is really important in this process because this stuff isn't mainstream. Sexual Kung Fu is far from mainstream. There's been very little like scientific study into this thing. Plus, scientific studies themselves are very, very often biased. The intention of the experiment almost always determines the outcome. It's just, even that's not reliable, right? So we really have to kind of take things into our own hands, so to speak.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast. Make sure you grab my free ejaculation control guide in the description and follow Sexual Kung Fu on Instagram and YouTube.